Hare Krishna. So we are seeing chapter 7, titled Knowledge of the Absolute, shloka number 1 and 2. So in shloka number 1, we have already seen where Krishna is saying that this knowledge is very, very important. So hear carefully. And again, now he is going to stress about this particular knowledge that he is giving. And he is glorifying this knowledge, which is going to start from next few shlokas. So let's see how Krishna is glorifying this knowledge in shloka number 2.
ज्ञानं तेहं सविज्ञानं इदं वक्ष्याम्यशेषतः यज्ञात्वा नेह भूयोज्ञ ज्ञात्वैवं अवशिष्यते.
सो हियर कृष्ण इज सेइंग दैट इदं वक्ष्यामि अशेषतः. नाउ आई शैल एक्सप्लेन टू यू ओ अर्जुन. नाउ आई शैल डिक्लेयर टू यू full knowledge, asheshataha, complete. What is he going to give? Jnanam and vijnanam. He is going to speak about the phenomenal and numinous world. And he is going to talk about what? Yajnyatva neha bhuyo. And then he says, anyat jnatvaivam avashishyate. So this is a very strong line that Krishna is saying. We will not find this line in any scripture of any other faith. Here Krishna is saying that yat jnatva neha bhuyo. After knowing this, what I am going to give you, anyat jnatvaivam avashishyate. Nothing further remains for you to know. So he is saying that this knowledge that I am going to give you contains everything and you need not know anything beyond this. When it comes to other faiths, where there are different scriptures or different documents which they have, there the prophets are saying that I want to tell you more, but then as of now you will not be able to understand. And here Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that after knowing this, there is nothing else to be known. I am giving you the complete knowledge. So we always say that our Vedic scriptures are like the Chambers dictionary, and the documents of various other faiths, they are like the pocket dictionaries. The chamber dictionary has got all the things which are there in the pocket dictionaries. So let's get into this verse now. So we have to understand this one first. Jnana and Vijnana. So Jnana, basically we will be discussing here, and Krishna will be revealing that. He will be talking about his energies. So that is Jnana, where Krishna discusses or he speaks about his energies. And what is Vijnana? Vijnana is that point where Krishna will speak about himself, about his own glories. So this is Jnana and Vijnana that is going to give. And then another important point, here it is mentioned, that complete knowledge includes knowledge of phenomenal world, that is this material world, and the numinous, that is the spiritual one, and source of both of them. This is transcendental knowledge. What is there in the entire creation? We have material world and spiritual world. Material world is 1/4 of Lord's creation, Ekpad Vibhuti. And the spiritual world is Tripad Vibhuti, that is 3/4 of Lord's creation. So once we understand material and spiritual, what else remains? You know, the knowledge is complete. So this knowledge Krishna is going to give. The Lord wants to explain the above mentioned system of knowledge because Arjuna is Krishna's confidential devotee and friend. Hope you remember in chapter 4, Krishna told, why is he speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna? He says, Bhakto si me sakha cheti. O Arjuna, you are my dear devotee, bhakta and sakha. You are my friend. So I am actually speaking this knowledge to you. And again now, it is said that this explanation was given by Lord in 4th chapter. And it is again confirmed here. Complete knowledge can be achieved only by the devotee of the Lord in disciplic succession directly from the Lord. Again, here Lord is saying, now I shall declare to you. So, directly from the Lord, this knowledge is coming now to Arjuna. Therefore, one should be intelligent enough to know the source of all knowledge, who is the cause of all causes and the only object of meditation in all types of yoga practice. When the cause of all causes becomes known, then everything knowable becomes known and nothing remains unknown. This line is very nice where it is said, that the cause of all causes becomes known. When we understand Krishna, who is Sarva Karana Karanam, then what happens? Then everything knowable becomes known. So whatever is there in this world, we'll get to know. And nothing remains unknown. after knowing everything about Krishna, his creation, what else remains to be known? So this is what is given in this particular shloka, where Krishna is telling what all things he is going to speak. He is going to speak about his energies, the spiritual energy, material energy, or superior energy, inferior energy. He is going to speak about himself. He is going to speak how supreme he is, how he can be called as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And obviously he is going to speak about various other aspects, like who are the people who are eligible to worship me, or who are the ones who actually approach me, and who are the ones who will never approach me. And in the next shloka, he is going to talk about who is qualified, to receive this knowledge, who is qualified to know me in truth. So let's see, it's a very, very wonderful chapter, and it is going to open all the wonderful secrets of Bhagavad Gita, because the middle six chapters are the most important chapters. And these middle six chapters are compared to lot of precious jewels. So it's like you take the treasure box. We have something at the bottom and something at the top which covers the entire box. But the substance inside is very, very important, not the box. So the first six chapters are like the box at the bottom, or the lower part of the box. And the last six chapters are like the top part of the box. And the middle six chapters are those precious gems and jewels which are there in the box. So we are going to get those precious gems and jewels which Krishna himself is going to give us. And we'll see this shloka by shloka from next video onwards. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.